Today in the Gospel, we hear Jesus begin his great Sermon on the Mount with the Beatitudes. And the Beatitudes are not just a bunch of beautiful sayings. They're not a bunch of slogans that are meant to be placed on mouse pads and coffee mugs and all the different kinds of places we might be tempted to remind ourselves of the Beatitudes. The Beatitudes are really at the heart of what it means to live as a disciple. And today I just want to focus on one, because we could focus on all of them, we could focus on something else completely, but I just want to focus on one of the Beatitudes. And that particular Beatitude is, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land." At first glance, I think that that kind of sounds strange, because in our world, meekness does not usually look like a blessing. We're taught to be assertive in the world if we want to get things done. We're taught to be loud, to be strong, to stand your ground, and to not let anyone push you around. So when we hear the word meek, we often think of somebody who would be weak or passive, or maybe even somebody who's a pushover. But that's not what Jesus means. Meekness is not weakness. Biblically, though, meekness actually means strength under control. It means having power and ability and influence and choosing to use it with humility and with patience and with love. Think of the example of a horse that has been trained. It still has strength, it still has energy, but now it's guided by someone else. That is meekness. It's discipline. It's self-control, not silence or weakness. And if we look at Jesus had all authority, he had all power, he had all truth. And yet, we hear in the scriptures that when he was insulted, he didn't retaliate. When he was betrayed, he didn't seek revenge. When he was mocked, he remained faithful. When he was crucified, he forgave. He could have called down angels. He could have stopped everything. He could have crushed his enemies. But he chose to love. And that is meekness. That is strength. And it's guided by mercy. And meekness is hard today because we live in a culture of outrage. We are encouraged very often to win arguments whenever possible, to cancel people, to shame others, to get the last word, and to prove others that we are right, especially online. But Jesus says, "That's not my way. My way is patience and gentleness, humility, forgiveness, peace." It's not passive, it's peaceful. It's not silent, it's respectful. And it's not fearful, it's rooted in God. So what does meekness look like in our everyday life? Well, meekness can show up in a variety of places. Perhaps it's a parent who stays calm when their children might be exploding. Perhaps it's a spouse who listens instead of attacking. It's somebody who is working with a group of people and refuses to gossip. It's a student who might stand up kindly and not cruelty towards someone else. It's a Christian who speaks truth without being hateful. It's a parishioner who might serve at the parish and not necessarily seek praise for their service. I'm the first person to admit that when I do something, I always want somebody to thank me, but that's not the right way to be. Meekness says, I don't need to win. I don't need to dominate. I don't need to be first. I need to trust God. Because as we are reminded, Jesus says that the meek will inherit the land. And in other words, what Jesus is saying is that those who are meek will receive what truly matters, what's really important. And it's not the temporary victory or the success or the applause, but instead it's the peace and it's the joy. It's the strong families. It's the healthy communities that we live in. It's the eternal life that Jesus wants to give us. Because meek people build, angry people will destroy. And meek people will heal, but proud people will divide. Meek people resemble Jesus. And so today, Jesus is asking each of us, where do you need to be meek? Maybe it's in your family, where you work, in your parish, in your relationships, in your speech, in your online life. Where is God asking you to be strong enough, to be gentle, to forgive, and to be humble? It's good for us to remember that meekness is not weakness. It's not losing. It's trusting God enough to let Him be your strength. Meekness is believing that love is stronger than anger, and that mercy is stronger than our pride. And Christ's way is better than the world's way. In the book of the prophet Isaiah, we hear that God's ways are not ours. God's thoughts are not ours. And so today, it's a good thing for us to pray. Lord Jesus, make our hearts like yours. Help us to be meek. Help us to be strong in our faith, to be humble in our spirit, and when we are faced with trial, to be faithful, so that we can truly be blessed.